Lisa, County Administrator's Report for May 21st, 2019. Item number one, the Delaware State Police Year-to-Date Activity Report for April 2019 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total traffic vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 197 troopers assigned in Sussex County for the month of April. Item two, a reminder that county offices will be closed on Monday, May 27th to observe the Memorial Day holiday. In addition, council will not meet Tuesday, May 28th. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 4th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hickey, please come on down.
If I put your route right there, just fast you ask for it.
There you go.
On Park Avenue, grab a nice room, go way around.
Not used to saying this, but good afternoon.
Yeah.
Couple of pieces to the this morning. The first is the old terminal building, which the county owns, and we lease it to Georgetown Air Services on a long-term lease. The building was built in 1954, starting to show its age. One of the problems is it's got a lot of water damage to the roof and structures inside the building. So we had it looked at by a contractor. His estimate to fix all that is $450,000, which we're responsible for according to the lease. The other piece to this is there's a large demand for hangar space at the airport, and we've been looking for the last few years for a way to get somebody to build a large hangar. Both people with a number of airplanes or a very large corporate airplane. we've been looking at different options. We've got land that's available to build hangars on, which would cost $1.5 to $2 million in upfront investment by the county just to get to the point where somebody would build a hangar. So the solution that we've come up with, and we've looked at the finances of all this, what works out the best would be to demolish the old terminal building and have somebody, a private entity, come in and build a hangar. That gives us the best return on our investment and kind of solves all the problems at once. So the issue, in order to make this all work, we've been working with Georgetown Air Services, and Garrett Anoga is here if you have any questions for him. Garrett's willing to give up that part of his lease for certain concessions, such as reducing the rent. Obviously, he's not renting it, so we would reduce the rent to just to cover the portion of the property that he would still be renting, which is the fuel farm. And then we would extend his lease so that it matches his other lease for lot C1 out there. So we've negotiated a memorandum of understanding with Garrett, which is in your packet, which basically does all that, describes the steps that we're going to go through to make this all happen. And then the second part is, if you agree, we'll put out an RFP this afternoon for somebody to come in and demolish the hangar and put up a 20,000 square foot hangar, which would accommodate some very large corporate jet aircraft.
How many employees can you hire when you put that bigger hangar up?
I'm sorry?
How big a hangar, when you put that bigger hangar up, how many employees are going to work in that hangar?
It depends on who wins the bid. It depends on who wins the bid. Well, probably be,
I'm not talking about how much it's going to cost. But that bigger hangar, how many people are going to work in that hangar? How many employees will
work? Well, you don't know whoever bids it, right?
Well,
I mean, if different people bid the thing.
They don't need bidding if you don't know how big a hangar's going to be.
Well, the hangar will be 20,000 square feet. The current hangar is 3,900 square feet, so we've got like a 400% increase in size.
With that bigger hangar, how many employees will we be able to hire? The county?
Well, like I said, it would depend on who wins the bid, but you put a large corporate jet in there, you've got at least two pilots, you probably have a mechanic. It depends, if it belongs to a company someplace, the people that are associated with that company that manage the aircraft somehow.
Is this partially paid for by the federal government? Is this a grant?
No, this would be privately funded.
It's going to come out of.
Private money. A private person will be bidding on doing this.
Out of our money, right?
The biggest thing is.
Private money.
Such can money.
The biggest thing is.
Where would they come from?
Biggest thing is this is going to save us $450,000 in repair costs, which we'll never get back in the life of the lease that we have now. In 2036, when the lease runs out, we're probably going to tear the building down anyway. And so we're back to the same position. By having somebody come in and build it, we've saved that cost. Plus, we get it'll be a ground rent. We have no cost involved with building the hangar, maintaining the hangar, utilities, any of that. We just collect the rent.
Okay, I didn't quite understand. You mean the contractor's going to pay for the building?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
They're going to put up $1 million.
It's probably closer to $2 million.
$2 million. And it'll still be a Susquehanna hangar, right?
It'll be privately owned for the length of the lease, and then it'll revert to the county at the end of the lease.
At the end of the lease.
Which all of our buildings out there do that are privately owned.
So we don't know how long the lease is going to be?
It's something we'll negotiate. It'll probably be a 30-year lease with 2 10-year options.
Before we make that decision, we should know how long the lease is going to be, who's going to pay for it, all that.
We know who's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
The private person is going to pay for it. We don't know how long the lease is going to be yet, but we know who's going to pay for the thing, not the county.
We know it's going to be built on our land, right?
We own the land, and they pay rent for the land.
Taxpayers.
Well, somebody's land, yeah.
And the only way we're going to get somebody to actually bid on this and lease the land is if we give them a long enough lease that they can amortize their investment and get their money back out of it.
Sure. Any more questions? You have a motion?
Sure. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County and Georgetown Air Services be approved as presented, releasing Lot A3-2 from the lease in exchange for a reduction in basic rent, an extension of terms, and authorizing a request for proposals for the redevelopment of Lot A3-2.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
A second.
Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll be at the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Brandy, come on down.